909 1310 WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by The Bruce Company. Online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. They are right at 2830 Parliament Street. That's where you'll find the Middleton Garden Center of The Bruce Company, as well as Lisa Briggs and her smiling face. Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm good today. I am smiling. I'm usually smiling.
You are pretty radiant like that. Like, there's not like, do you get angry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Of course. Who doesn't get angry? But yes.
I haven't seen it yet. We've been doing this show for 4 or 5 years.
This is not really a place that makes me angry.
Does not upset you. No.
Yeah.
So it's good to see you, and it's a great time of year. And I know there's a lot going on at the Bruce Company. We're going to talk about some recent deliveries that are showing up and arriving at the Bruce Company. But first and foremost, spring is here.
We should just talk about the weather, the first thing we talk about.
Yes, because is that the most kind of like this?
Gardeners are obsessed.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who are obsessed. Gardeners are extra obsessed with the weather.
So looking at the weather, what do we see?
I know. It looks like some nice days, and that's good sap running weather.
Oh, I saw somebody with a big kettle on a flame, and they were making their syrup.
Yeah, when you have those really nice, warm, sunny days, and then you have cold nights, which looks like what we have this week.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that if you're putting stuff outside, that you're bringing it in at night or you're covering it, because we still have nights that are flirting with freezing. So you want to make sure that you protect everything. But if you've got seedlings that you've been starting indoors, days like today are great to get them outside for the day.
Love there's something about fresh air. We love it. Plants love it. It's just so good for them.
Put them in a sheltered spot though, because it's going to be breezy today, I hear. So on the east side, little morning sun. They'll be happy as clams.
They happy. Are there any flowers that look like clams that open up that way, like a clamshell type opening?
Venus flytraps. Oh, those aren't really flowers.
Which are awesome, by the way. I want one so
those are so hard to get now.
And they're so hard to maintain. I was reading up on them because, I thought, that'd be cool. And they're like, good luck with that.
They're native carnivorous plants to Wisconsin. They grow up north in like bogs, like sundews and stuff that are
really
similar to Venus flytraps. But they, they emit a smell or whatever that attracts insects, and then the insects get in there, and then they're
devoured.
They're more dissolved than they are devoured.
I like thinking of them just being like chomped down on and like a chewing action. Which
that's probably not what's happening.
Probably not at all. So with the spring, you were saying your hellebores are.
Yeah, I did. I bemoaned last week that I had seen a Facebook update with them fully in flower last year.
Yeah.
And I did uncover the ones in the sunny part of the yard yesterday, and they are up and should be flowering by the end of the week.
Any concern with the weather?
They're pretty tough.
Okay.
They're called Lenten rose here, or Easter rose, and in Europe they bloom at Christmas time or south of here where it's not quite so cold.
Okay.
They bloom in like December and January, so they're pretty adapted to this kind of thing. I'm not worried about them.
Perfect. You got a question, something maybe you are worried about in your yard, something that's popping, you're going, is it, do I need to take precautions? Probably, and Lisa will have those details for you, but a great opportunity to ask that question. Get on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. Telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Of course, Lisa comes to us from the Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. The Middleton Garden Center right at 2830 Parmenter Street. And again, lines are open this morning for your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Can we start maters now? It's tomato time?
Yes.
Now is a good time.
If you haven't, yes, you can. Yes.
Peppers?
There would be like a bell we could ring, like a gong. Oh, there you go. Thank you, Sean. Yeah, you can start everything inside, except things that don't want to be started inside.
Such as?
Well, like lettuce and beans and peas, that kind of thing. That stuff, sunflowers, things that don't necessarily like to be transplanted and that do better just what we call direct sow.
Okay.
So that kind of stuff, you'll want to wait till the ground warms up, but you don't really need to start that stuff inside.
With this kind of weather that we're having, we're going to see the ground probably get warm quicker, aren't we?
I think so. And especially if we get some rain in the forecast. I saw a lot more green in your front lawn than I saw last week when I was here.
That's good to see.
No green in my yard because I don't have any lawn. But.
you've got like a lot of trees, right? You've got
I do. It's very shady. Woody. Yeah. And I did start a clover lawn last year, which I'm excited to see what happens. And we have a new product in the store, Flawn.
So he's coming out, right? He's going to come into the store?
Yeah, the 23rd, we are doing an Earth Day event.
Okay.
On April 23rd between 11 and 2. So we're going to have some of our furniture vendors, companies that practice sustainable, like sourcing for materials or, you know, using recycled things. And then some other local, we'll have Purple Cow will be there. The Flawn guy will be there. Nice. There'll be somebody with some hydroponic systems.
Very cool.
So it'll be fun. So you can come in and just sort of talk to some experts and learn some new things about how to garden sustainably or how to live outdoors and maybe make a smaller carbon footprint.
23rd, you said?
The 23rd, which is Saturday.
Saturday the 23rd.
A week from this coming Saturday.
Okay, and we'll remind you next week as well about that.
And we'll have more details about it then, too.
Perfect. And always, of course, make sure you're following The Bruce Company on Facebook and social media. The Bruce Company, Facebook, brucecompany.com. Got a question, love to get you on the air right now. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Mike in Middleton's got a question about your roses. Welcome to the program, Mike. You're on the air.
Thanks very much for your time. Thanks very much for all your help. I'm very successful, fortunately, with my roses last year. I have about 12 to 14 of them, different types and varieties. And with spring and so forth now and temperatures up and down, I'm wondering if it's okay for me to start pruning back dead areas and also some of the growth to shape some of those roses. Or is it too early, or am I okay to go ahead?
Mike, I like to wait with roses until they show some growing, right? It's hard to tell. Sometimes the canes look really dark and you think that they might be dead, but they might not be. So wait until you have buds about a quarter or a half an inch out. And then you can go ahead and prune back all the dead material. And then if you have any sort of, sometimes they'll throw out some really long canes that sort of don't contribute to the shape of the plant. You can go ahead and trim those out too. Just look for an outward facing bud. You want to prune just above an outward facing bud. That's where new canes will come from. And you don't want them growing sort of inward. You want to make a nice sort of outward shaping plant.
And I am seeing some growth on some of them.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
I'll do that.
Great.
Okay.
Great question, Mike.
Thanks very much, Lisa. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. That clears open a line. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Gets you on the air with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. And Tom joins us. Tom, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa from The Bruce Company.
Hey, good morning, guys. Quick question for you. I'm having a commercial company come in and do a weed and feed on my lawn the first application this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out raking this week in the lawn, getting the crap out of it, I guess. And I saw a lot of bare spots that I wanted to kind of reseed. My question is, how long after they put that weed and feed on, how long do I have to wait before I can put seed on that will germinate?
You'll have to ask your provider what they're putting down. Usually these early applications have a pre-emergent herbicide in them, meaning that they're put down so to sort of stop crabgrass and other annual weeds from early fertilizer to the lawn that you have existing. So if something has a pre-emergent, that's going to stop every seed from germinating, including any grass seed that you put down. So I would ask them specifically what they're putting down, because that's going to sort of give you, guide you into how long you're going to have to wait before seeding.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay,
thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Great question,
bye.
Tom. Great question so far this morning. Love to hear from you as well. If you've got a question for Lisa, get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Lisa comes to us from The Bruce Company, online, brucecompany.com. Of course, they're located right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. We'll continue our conversation with Lisa. We'll take more of your calls. Some great opportunities in the world of hiring for The Bruce Company. What a great place to work. We'll talk about that and so much more, as well as take your... 1310 WIBA. Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by the Bruce Company. Hanging out this morning with Lisa Briggs. Don't forget, you can get to know Lisa and say hello to everybody at the Bruce Company, the Milton Garden Center, 2830 Parmenter Street. Website brucecompany.com. Or if you got a question, get you on the air right now. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Becky joins us. Becky, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I just found yesterday on the edge of our garden area going into our lawn a series of clumps of what looks like button mushrooms with a slit on the top. And when I touched one, it released a ton of poof of smoke and spores.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What do I do?
Those are puffballs. So mushrooms are there because there's something in the ground that is decomposing, and that's what fungi do. They sort of break down decomposing organic matter. So you can just scoop them up with a shovel. Avoid the breaking of them because, again, that will release those spores. Just scoop them up with a shovel and throw them in the trash. Puffballs are not dangerous. I would hesitate to tell people to eat foraged mushrooms, but they're not, in general, if that's exactly what they're not dangerous.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Great question, Becky. And I think sometimes people, when they see all those spores, they're like, am I going to have a mushroom infestation? They need something.
They need to have the right conditions. Yeah. So, yes. So a bazillion spores will come out. And if some of them land where the conditions are favorable, then they might develop. But if not, a lot of them just, go into the air. Mushrooms are not a dangerous thing. For the most part.
Yeah. And the puffballs are cool looking, too.
Puffballs are cool. When we were kids, didn't you just stomp on them when you saw them? Boom. Sometimes you get really big ones, right?
Yes, exactly.
It's hilarious.
That is awesome. JC joins us. JC, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company.
Well, hi, guys.
Morning.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
I have a question that last year I tried to fix, but it didn't work. I applied twice. The powder that you buy to kill the dandelions and the crabgrass and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And I put twice. 1 week I'd put it on, and then the next week I'd just say, you know what, it couldn't go wrong, so I put it again. And past middle of the summer, I had so much dandelion growing up everywhere, more than I've ever seen on my grass.
Okay.
And I don't know if the stuff that I bought was actually seeds for dandelions.
Probably not seeds for dandelions. So with most of the herbicides, so there are two types of herbicides. There are herbicides that kill grass, like crabgrass, and there are herbicides that kill broadleaf weeds, like dandelions. And generally the ones that you put on your lawn that would kill, say, dandelions or wood violets or creeping charlie, you need two or three applications for them to really work. Dandelions are kind of a perennial weed. They have a really stubborn root system. And so you're going to have to do more than one application. So when you put that down, the best thing to do is to put that down when the plants are actively growing, but before they flower. And then you're going to want to do it again in the fall. And then you might need to do it again in the spring. Not a couple or, two or three weeks apart. You want to give the product time to work. But I would just stop into the garden center. We can show you the options. There are some broadleaf weed killers that are a little more natural than others that are still effective. A lot of the remedies that people use, vinegar and that kind of thing, will kill the top of the plant without killing the weed, the roots of it. And that's what you need to do, is to get the roots.
Yeah, I went to using that little, like a fork, like a
three-pronged stick. Yep, removing them is good too.
But you know what? It just seems like every time I put one, two more.
They're probably seeding in from neighbors who have them too, because they're pretty tenacious and they like turf that's disturbed for whatever reason. So the healthier your lawn, the less likely you are to have weeds take hold in it. So definitely doing some feeding, some fertilizing to your lawn will help. And then just make sure that yours don't go to seed. Even if you are a person that wants to leave the flowers up for the pollinators, make sure that you remove those flowers before they go to seed. A pre-emergent herbicide will help because that will help any seeds that are floating in from other places. It will stop them from germinating and then developing new plants.
Okay. Well, none of my neighbors have dandelions. I haven't seen one last year.
Okay.
I didn't see one dandelion anywhere within my, I don't know, two neighbors to each side, even the guy in front of me, no dandelions whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, like I said, apply a pre-emergent. That will help. And make sure that you're using, if you're wanting to eradicate them, that you're taking, you know, that you're doing the applications in the recommended amounts and the recommended spacing, and you're going to need to do it two or three times to really get rid of them.
No,
okay?
I want to do that.
All
now,
right.
Where is your place?
We're in Middleton. So if you just take the Beltline West, or if you're coming from in town, you can take University to Parmenter Street and get off at Parmenter Street. We're right on the corner of Parmenter and Donna Drive across from the Culvers.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Okay,
great
we'll
questions,
see you soon.
JC. Yes, and you can't miss them when you're getting to, once you get into Middleton, you're on Parmenter, you're not gonna miss the Bruce Company. What's this thing called? Looks like it's got a little thing on the bottom. Looks like a snake.
Yeah, I don't know what the name of it is. I'm sure it does have a name, Sean. I don't know all the tool names by heart.
What I was going to tell JC is if you've got some kiddos.
He did say he had one of
those.
Oh,
did he? Okay,
he said he did use one of those pronged things to pop them out.
What I do is I give it to Madsen.
You pay a bounty?
I do. I give him 5 cents a plant. So he goes out there and he'll start.
There you go.
You know, you get 10, that's 50 cents. You get 20.
It's a dollar.
That's paper money. And right away, he wants how many Robux he can buy with it. And I say, we'll convert it. But that's, you know, that's one way to handle
those
things. The kids, and it's good for the kiddos. They get to learn about, you know, earnings.
Financing.
Financing, yes, exactly. Exactly.
Nature, financing.
Yeah. Speaking of financing and earning your keep and some fun work and working with great people. You guys are hiring at the Bruce Company.
We are. We're hiring for all the divisions, the retail store and the commercial side.
Nice.
But in the retail store, we have a couple of full-time year-round positions available.
Really?
Yes. So you
those are rare.
Work in the furniture department or work at the plant desk, which is where I started the plant desk back when we weren't so crazy. And then there are positions, you know, outside, so in the greenery and in the nursery. And speaking of the nursery, we got some trees and shrubs in.
Oh,
last week.
Didn't even bring that up. We got so wrapped up in the trees and shrubs are starting to come
in. We did. We got some stuff from Minnesota. So we got fruit trees last week, and we got a load of miscellaneous shrubs.
Okay. Got pear trees?
We did get a couple pear trees. We got some apple. We got peaches. I think there were a couple cherries in there.
Oh, nice.
I know. Exciting
get
stuff.
Get in. It's that time of year. It's so exciting to get into the Bruce Company. Getting some hiring opportunities.
Any day
well.
Now, the trucks will be rolling in from the West Coast. And
Full of
stuff.
Great stuff. Get on in. They'd love to see you. Middleton Gardens of the Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. 2830 Parmenter Street is where you'll find them online, brucecompany.com. And make sure you're following them on Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. Lisa, it's always great hanging out. Enjoy the day.
You as well, Sean.
Friends from Troll Bites come your way next here on 1310 WIBA.